McGee Sinclair glanced at her watch. 11:20. Time to suck up to the client, she mumbled, tapping the papers for Cyclemania's preliminary advertising plan on her desktop. She usually didn't think of these touch-based lunches in terms of schmoozing, but Justin Kane's account, with its phenomenal opportunity for growth, could single-handedly pull Sinclair Advertising out of the red, plus give her father some much-needed peace of mind. For that, Mr. Kane merited a bit of fawning over. And he's not too bad to look at either, she murmured.
Pardon me, came a condescending voice from behind her.
Startled, McGee swiveled in her chair, knocking Cyclemania's file folder to the carpet with her elbow. Patty of the Perpetual Smirk stood just inside McGee's cubicle. McGee had been so caught up in her work that she hadn't heard her colleague approach. Patty's mud-brown eyebrows rose in derision.
What's that you said again, Maggie?
McGee's jaw tensed at the deliberate mangling of her name. Nothing, just thinking out loud. She tried to sound breezy and unconcerned. And the name's McGee, as you know.
Like Magoo, how apropos.
Patty's gaze flicked to the papers McGee held.
Sure you don't need any help? I thought you'd left for your meeting already. I was about to drop you a note. You know, I'd be happy to assist you if you're feeling stressed.
McGee smiled stiffly. Thank you. Yes, I'm aware you'd be more than willing to help. But you really shouldn't worry about it. I have everything under control. Besides, she possessed enough of Patty's let-me-ease-your-burden messages to wallpaper the ad agency's lunchroom. She certainly didn't need another.